we had to have organization and we had to be strict and we had to have all of that or we couldn't handle it.
And whenever there was problems in the room with a bunch of kids, the oldest one always got it.
And if I didn't know, sometimes you all got it.
Well, I always remember the oldest kid, because I always felt better than the man.
Oh.
Uh-huh. They always got it. But then if we didn't listen to them, we got it.
Christmas. Tell me about Christmas, please.
Christmas, we went to the party at Christmas Eve.
At Jerry Meeks.
Oh, Dad's at the
party? Yeah. It was usually at Jerry Meeks, wasn't it? Well, I had some,
Jerry
too.
Yeah, I had both sides. But Christmas was always big.
Big?
Yeah.
First, Grandma and Grandpa would come over.
We all had piles. We would wrap stuff. We'd have eight piles everywhere.
Yeah, with a stocking on top.
Yeah.
And you'd have eight little piles of toys.
Uh-huh. One of my favorites was Easter, though. Because we put all the baskets by the front door. And then we'd wake up in the morning. And we can find a piece of that. So it wasn't filled and then sitting. We had to find them throughout the house.
And then we always went out for brunch. That was my pre-day.
So the Easter you went out for brunch?
Mm-hmm.
What type of restaurant did you choose?
The best one we could find with the best food, and usually it was the last few years.
Did you celebrate New Year's?
No. Oh, New Year's Eve, we would have a party with the kids. When they were little, we'd play games. All year we'd have like bridge parties or people over, we have appetizers and drinks and games and prizes. And so New Year's Eve, we had our kids. We played all kinds of Christmas games that we had gotten, and we had prizes, and we had a regular little party. Remember that?
Yeah.
Prizes and
partying.
And
a lot of fun things.
Every year we went on vacation somewhere.
Usually,
we were lucky one. Because other people in the neighborhood didn't always come to eat. And it was mostly to the cottage up in Wisconsin, in northern Wisconsin. We'd have, 10 to 12 people in a station wagon.
At least 13 one year.
Drive, what was it?
8 hours? No, 8 hours.
Do you ever leave anybody?
You mean like forget anybody? No. No. People do that though, they start out without one or two, you know, but we had to count off.
I'm going to pick back up here. What I want to explore with you is, do you have any curfews for at night? What time? Want to
head
me back in?
Well, actually, 12 o'clock was pretty good. They knew they had to be home somewhere around 12:30. I wasn't too strict with them. I let them come in, unless they were going way out of work, coming in at 2 or 3. And if anybody went into Chicago, they always said they would be home late, where they were going. But everybody was really pretty good about calling if they couldn't make it.
Yeah, we never did it cozy.
No, everybody was pretty considerate about calling and saying that they wouldn't be home around midnight.
Well, they went off to college, Jim, Mary, Ellen, Sarah, Jane. Yes, Jane. And Greg.
Jenna.
Johnny, Kathy.
Kathy.
How often do they get back home? Just for the holidays?
During the holidays, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Did you go down and visit them during school year?
Not much. Maybe once between.
What's going on?
It depended on the kids. With Jim, I think we went down more. He was the first one gone. And he was younger. He went after junior college. So Jim, we went a little bit more. And Mary, we went a little bit more. But after that, it got too hard. By the time Greg went to college, he drove his own car. So time for Jim. When Jim left for college, he got his own electric typewriter, which was a big deal. And when John went to college, number six, he had a computer. When Greg went to college, he had a car. So it would have been different.
Education in our family was
a
top priority.
Yeah.
And saving
was too. Saving. They had to earn their own money for any kind of extra.
We didn't get
you didn't get spending money.
No, we didn't get allowance.
No.
There was always
time
to start working
on
the paper
up. Yeah. Yeah, if you wanted to go to college, you had to save your money.
Oh, I didn't think it was safe going to college. That was just what we were raised on.
Yeah, and even before college, if you wanted your own spending money, you had to make it. Yeah. So I didn't give you any spending money for this fund.
And saving was a big thing. That's what you don't hear. You hardly hear about that anymore. And I think it was the 80s generation that just kind of faded away. We got the bad rap about saving money. And that was real big, I thought. Every Saturday morning, Dad would get the bank savings account out for everybody. We'd see how much we had in there and see if we had any money to put in there.
Uh-huh.
Dad would match it and we'd go down to the bank and deposit it.
What do you mean Dad would match it?
Well, if we had $5 put in there, he'd put $5 towards the savings account. You know, kind of like, what is it, 501k or 401k? 501 jeans, 401k plan.
Yeah.
So Dad, you do that?
Yes, I did.
Until
for a period of time. You know, these were all phases.
For
nothing was. Nothing.
Yeah, I remember when me and Jim got $50 each, they were going to put it in the day and say, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah, and then things for the older ones weren't always the same for the youngest. So
who's the first one to get married in?
Mary.
The second oldest.
Second
oldest. Of the children.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Last count was 9.
And one on the way.
9 and one coming, yeah. So, and they're even more fun than your own kids.
Right?
No, not really. But they're lots of fun.
And you?
What do you have?
Yeah. Mary has 3. Ellen has 4. One on the way.
Yeah,
two.
So
it's
only,
out of
8 of us, it's only 3 of us.
Yeah.
Oh, So what do you think about retirement?
Well, what do you think about it, Jane? I love it. It's been lots of fun for me.
Oh, I think they well deserve their retirement and having fun and doing whatever they feel like doing, even though they play golf 3 times a day and tennis.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
But they deserve that.
So you play a lot of golf.
It's something I didn't do until the last 10 years. Golf or tennis or anything. All I did is make cookies and pies.
Now the purple. It's a purple.
What are some of the fun places you visit on your vacation?
Right.
Other countries. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Some of the fun places.
Yeah, when the kids are young.
Right now, when you were younger?
Paris was the most fun.
Most expensive.
I love spending money. It's all fun. It's fun to just get up and golf. Say we both want to go out and golf 9 holes, it's nice to be able to just walk out the door and close it. Not worry about the children or anything else. Or what to cook. Just go and do it.
And are you having more help at home now that one is retired?
Oh, yes.
Too much.
Yeah. Sometimes even does my laundry for me. Yeah.
Is that why your socks are pink?
Black. Yeah. So.
A couple of summers ago, after Greg graduated from college, you guys go to Cancun?
Mexico.
Yeah, what was Cancun like?
Warm. Lots of fun. Let's see. What can I say? I didn't golf. All I did is lay on the beach and got sunburned. But it was fun watching the kids play in the water, and Greg broke his arm. It was lots of fun. It's neat. It's neat to be able to vacation and take a couple of your kids as adults with you. Enjoy him as an adult instead of being a parent looking over your child.
And most of the kids live by home now. So
more than half.
There's only three of them
that are
away.
Kathy's away.
Kathy's not away. She's
out
there in Batavia.
I know, but she's still away.
Do you have any plans to visit your relatives in Germany?
No, I don't even know. My older brothers and sisters, they've been there and they visited. But I don't know.
And what are your future plans?
Just a lot more fun. A lot more golf. A lot more traveling. Visiting grandchildren. We don't have any big plans ahead of us. Just taking it day by day and little trips.
You think America's ready for a female president?
Pretty soon. Maybe not right now, but soon.
Who are the females that we have out there? And politics and other fields. Do you see any one that's will be a good candidate?
Oprah Winfrey.
She probably would be.
Well, she'd rule the women. I mean,
they
would listen to her. I don't know. It would have to be some superwoman.
What about Hillary Clinton?
No. Although she thinks she did. No.
Tipper Gore?
I think it'll take some time before women are known publicly to be able to handle
it. Sandra Day O'Connor?
Don't mean anything to me.